I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's one thing to celebrate the election of Barack Obama, as many Africans did. It's another to see how he lives up to those continental expectations. Samuel Dogmo is the founder of African Immigrants Movement for Barack Obama. He's also the director of biomedical informatics at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. We've also got with us Roxanne Lawson, who's here for this week's Africa Update, as well as this conversation. And she's director of Africa Policy for Trans-Africa Forum. How you guys doing?
Well, thank you.
Pretty good. Thank you, Farai.
So, Samuel, we met at the Democratic National Convention, and you were there with so much enthusiasm. You've been working, or you worked to rally African immigrants to get Senator Obama elected. So now that he has been, A, is your group still around and still active? And B, what do you want to see from him as a president?
Thank you, Feraya. This is another opportunity given to me to express my perspective regarding Senator Obama. As you remember, when I was in Denver, I told you that, you know, I had a feeling that he will win. And I'm very happy, you know, just like any Africans all around the world. We created that African immigrant movement to support Barack, to make sure that he becomes the next president of America. But having him president, it's not, you know, our definitive goal. We actually have to make sure that all the agenda that he had in mind, when he means, you know, we need to change, we have to make sure that that change actually going to be implemented. So the movement, it's not dead. We haven't stopped it. We continuing working, and we hope that we're going to help Senator Obama implement his agenda of hope.
What's the number one thing you would like to see him do regarding African issues?
That's a very good question, because we have so many issues, but I believe that the top priority for him, and we hope that he will do that, is actually to put enough pressure on African dictators to make sure that they can improve the quality of life of people over there, that they could improve the human rights record over there, and also, you know, push them to adopt good governance.
Well, Roxanne, you know, when you think about how many different states there are on the continent of Africa, with all sorts of different priorities and all sorts of previous relationships to the U.S., is it possible to make any generalizations about what you think an African agenda might be, looking at the United States and the incoming president? Or is there too much political diversity?
Well, of course, there's extreme political diversity, but I think that both through government forces, through the African Union, and through civil society, they've been actually kind of unanimous about a couple of things. The need for international debt cancellation to be honored without harsh conditions, the need for fair trade for the continent of Africa that goes beyond oil, gas, and mining, the need for real human security issues to be addressed, and so for the U.S. and the U.S. administration to actually support true development on the continent and not just development of certain sectors that help the U.S. And U.S. businesses. I think that across the board we hear that. I think as well, African leaders are pretty unified in kind of the addressing of the conflicts that are going on the continent, what's going on in the DRC, in the Horn of Africa, change in the U.S. foreign policy toward the Horn of Africa, as well as what's going on in Southern Africa, in Zimbabwe, and in Sudan. I think that there's some kind of uniformity around what they want from the next U.S. president.
Samuel, what do you think the role is going to be for African immigrants in the U.S. in terms mm-hmm. of having a dialogue with the White House?
That's a good question. We hope that we will be basically the in-between, between Africa in the continent and Barack Obama in the White House, that we will be able to talk to him, we will be able to convey to him the needs of Africa, and also going back to Africa, that we will be able to you know, to lower the expectations, because, you know, coming back to that expectations issue, we have to make sure that all those expectations are realistic, because, you know, people are very happy, you know, high hopes. But we believe that we can play that role by explaining to them that the change that President Obama is talking about won't happen overnight.
Well, Samuel, I'm actually going to thank you for your time. Roxanne, stay with us. But Samuel, great to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Feraya. Anytime.
We were talking to Samuel Dongmo of African Immigrants Movement for Barack Obama. He's also with the University of Maryland School of Medicine, and in his spare time, he performs Afrobeat music as the artist Dr. Musica.